Teachers We Love series. And I just want to let all my viewers know that I'm going to link her website down below.
Okay.
Let's get into the fun stuff with classroom decoration.
Okay.
What are your best kept shortcut classroom decorating secrets?
Bordette. It comes in this mammoth roll.
Yes.
And you can do so much with it. And it's only $3.99. Just do paper and bordette and some labels, and your room will look fabulous.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
As long as you keep all of the paper the same color throughout the room, and you try to keep it cohesive, and you pick out your theme. Maybe you want to do, I don't know, hot pink, lime green, and turquoise.
Cute.
It's all in black paper all the way around, and then use that bordette. And if you follow me, you know that I like to double and triple
mm-hmm.
the borders.
Mm-hmm.
You could triple those three colors, the hot pink, the lime,
love
and the turquoise,
that.
Everywhere. And
yeah.
This really pulls your color theme together. You know, the borders are great. You go into all the teacher stores and you see all those pattern fun borders.
Mm-hmm.
But really, sometimes those patterns get lost.
Yes.
If you're standing there and you're looking at a classroom, you can't see those patterns from far away. But with bordette, you just see that pop of bright color.
Uh-huh.
And it pulls your room together, and it's so inexpensive. You can line shelves with it. You can put it around windows, doors.
So by the way, you have an ebook, which I saw on your website, and I think that's so cool. So you mentioned in your new ebook that teachers can design classrooms that are overstimulating. If we were to have you walk into a classroom, what would you say?
The pre-made charts, like the writing process charts, like the clutter and all of that pre-made stuff,
mm-hmm.
and just too much stuff on the walls.
Yeah.
And I think there's a big misconception about schoolgirl style and me. A lot of times when you see my rooms, they're actually staged in my kids' playroom. And so it's just a little tiny room, and it's sort of a fantasy room.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like
mm-hmm.
what a real classroom is supposed to look like.
Yeah.
I'm trying to feature and show you all of my products in this little tiny space.
Mm-hmm.
So I fill it with everything I can so you can see what goes together and what coordinates. But it's really not meant to look like that. All into the anchor charts and creating your own charts with your kids and then putting those up. I'm a little too concerned with too much chevron, and I love chevron, and
uh-huh.
I really do, but I feel like it needs to be in doses.
Mm-hmm.
For example, Karen Marinelli's room that I did in Oklahoma, she wanted a black and white chevron, but she wanted to pair that with the lime green, the turquoise, and the hot pink. So I used little touches of chevron in a banner, but I focused more on those big pops of color, and the chevron should be an accent.
Yes.
I think it can be overstimulating when you have the border,
the paper. Pillows.
Yeah, paper.
The banner. Rug.
Yes, everything is chevron. You don't need to do that. And I understand that chevron is so trendy,
mm-hmm.
and I love it too, but just doing it in little doses.
Okay. So this is what is on all of our minds. How can teachers decorate on a budget?
And pums and daisies, you know, that's kind of
yeah.
my signature schoolgirl style look. I love that. You can add some of the, you can make your own,
mm-hmm.
and I even have a tutorial on my blog how to make
perfect.
Your own palms. You can buy a package of tissue paper for $1 and
mm-hmm.
and make it that way. Buy spray paint those ugly file cabinets.
Oh, that's a great idea.
I feel like it takes as much time, effort, and money to create a mismatched room than it does a coordinated room.
What are 5 or so elements of house decorating that can also be used in our classrooms?
Do things in threes. Sometimes I'll get some orders that have like one daisy, and I think, oh, just get a couple more, just do three, because three will make an impact. If you do things in odd numbers, it's so much better too than just getting maybe two. But three at least. Let's see. Oh, and if you're hanging palms, daisies, and lanterns, a lot of times teachers are so scared that the kids are going to touch it. So they stick it close to the ceiling, and you can't see it, and it doesn't create that wow factor that it's supposed to create. You want to bring it down over your if you're putting over tables, mm-hmm. putting it 3 feet above your table. And that's what you would do with a chandelier. If you were to hang a chandelier in your home, okay. mm-hmm. it needs to be 3 feet above your table. And I would say that with your palms and daisies and lanterns, you want people to see them. Mm-hmm. And I know teachers are so worried that kids are going to touch them. In the beginning, I tell the kids, don't touch it. And they don't.
Exactly.
So when I go into a classroom and I see one board is orange, one is red, one mm-hmm. is green, it doesn't keep your eye moving. You want your eye to move without it stopping.
Yeah.
And every time you change a color, your eye is going to naturally stop. Oh. And that's what creates that mismatched, you know, offbeat mm-hmm. feeling when you walk mm-hmm. into a room. So you want to keep it all one cohesive color around mm-hmm. the room.
So what is hot and what is not in the classroom decor?
But hot right now, definitely stripes, the big wide stripes. Huge, and I'm selling those wide stripe borders in like yellow, navy, black, and honestly, it's my favorite thing in my shop. I love wide stripes, so that is huge right now. And of course, polka dots never go out of style. Never. I love me a good polka dot.
Okay, so how do we find our decorating style?
If you're not into all the frilly, girly stuff, don't feel like you have to do that.
Yeah.
My friend Abby, I talk about her all the time on my blog. I did her room. That is so not her. She doesn't like the color pink. She doesn't want anything girly. And I think she's struggled with finding something that fit for her because everything can be so girly out mm-hmm. there, and she was feeling the pressure. And I think that's what I love about my collections is that I try to think of everybody. I mm-hmm. try to think of the girly girl. I try to think of the girls like Abby that just wants classic, sophisticated. I try to think of the ones that like cutesy, super cutesy mm-hmm. stuff. And I'm hoping by what I've created in Schoolgirl Style, you can go through and look at those pictures, and you can automatically know which style, which one is you. And mm-hmm. I try to touch on everybody when I create collections.
How do we start without throwing it all out, all the stuff in our classroom, and getting overwhelmed? Where do we start?
Well, I think the most important thing to remember is you have to work with your existing furniture and your existing everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I just answered an email from a girl last week who loves my pink paisley, wants my pink paisley so desperately, but she is stuck with dark hunter green cabinets, black countertops, the royal blue rug, and if you stuck the pink paisley with that, it would look awful. It would look awful. And even though that she loves it and that's what she wants, and that's probably the hard part for teachers. We might love something and we think that we found our style, but our existing stuff holds us back.
Yes.
Some schools let you paint. You can get a new rug. I know those are so expensive. Mm-hmm. But there's donors choose, and that part is so unfortunate because we're so stuck with those primary colored rugs in the K-2 grade levels, and that's all you can work with. First thing you need to do is just look at everything that you already have, and if you can't paint, if you can't change anything out, just try to find something that coordinates with your existing stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, you start with your paper first, and then you add your border, and then just focus on just labeling your stuff, and that shouldn't be too overwhelming. All the other stuff should come last. You know, the palms and the banners and all of those extra things to make your classroom feel pretty. Created that bug collection to go with those primary colors that a lot of us got stuck with mm-hmm. and still have a pretty room, and you can have a, you know, cute collection with all of this other stuff.
Teacher switches grade levels. So I've seen a lot of this even on Instagram. Teachers are already buzzing about their new positions. So like from kindergarten to fifth grade, do you have any tips on how teachers can transition their decorations to another grade level without starting completely from scratch?
Yeah. If you look at some of the collections I've created, for example, I created my frog collection, and I made it very K2-ish, and if you want to use it for older kids, you can do that as well. But I also showed a very sophisticated version of the frogs. Mm-hmm. So a lot of my collections, I don't use the clip art or the cutesy things on my tags, because I want it to be able to transition to any grade level.
Perfect.
And yeah, so you can buy one of my collections and you can teach first grade and add some cute little cutouts to it and make it really cutesy mm-hmm. for first graders. And then if you end up going into fifth grade, you could just get rid of those critters and just keep it as what I call a classroom couture collection, where it's just pretty patterns and colors and things like that. You don't need all the cutesy clip art.
Uh-huh. So. I have a call to action for my viewers. Comment and let us know what you're planning for your classroom next year. What are some of your ideas? And if any tips that Melanie has shared, you're like, yes, I'm going to use that tip next year, and we can start a brainstorm over there and get some ideas going for next school year. All right, one more. Yay! Looks fabulous. You look just like your picture.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So I got my first job, and I put one of those hair scrunchies in, and was walking across the room, and all of a sudden I felt this breeze behind me, and everyone started laughing, and there was my big pile of scrunchy hair.
Over on the
side. Oh, no. I never thought that I would be doing this. If you would have asked me this several years ago, that I would be creating classroom decor for a living, I would never have guessed it. I have one right here. Just a second.
Okay.
That, what is that saying? A little goes a long way.
Yeah. You know? So true.
Yeah.
A TV show where a team would go into classrooms, and how cool would that be? They'd redesign the whole classroom, decorate it, and then the students would come in, and it would be this heartfelt show.
Yeah. I love that idea.